bust it around.
You take a second, you can do it.
You get right to
we
it.
We had a case in a place
where we went right through it.
You gotta join that kitty, you're thinking you're cool. Taking place at the bar, smack you off your stool.
I'm not a dog in a single girl.
And if you got beef, you get beat to a pole.
Money and party, and reeling, and rocking.
Deaf, deaf,
girls, girls,
all y'all jocking. The song and dance, keeping you in the track.
If you don't bum a record, I got my head banged.
I'm
thinking,
I see it,
I beat it.
I love rap, spunky, but I don't give the end.
We got the bottle, you got the cup. Come on, everybody, let's get brass monkey.
Absolute mayhem. Lock up your daughters. Nobody's safe.
Snap on easy access, I like it.
You know I'm river. I never seen you look so good. You never act the way you should. But I like it. And I way that I want you, I gotta have you, oh yes I do. I never ever stay out late. You know that I can hardly wait just to see you. And I know you cannot wait, I wait to see me too. I gotta touch you. To me. You know I call you on the telephone. I'm only hoping that you're home so I can hear you when you say those words to me and whisper so softly. To me.
CC, pick up that guitar and I'm trying to be you.
I'm sorry, that was my trademark.
Baby will be
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know, I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Not compete with class.
Yeah. maybe I should have killed 400 or 500 people. Then I would have felt better. Then when I felt like I really offered society something. You've got it stuck in your brain that I murdered somebody. What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone. I don't need to kill anyone. I think it. I have it here.
You're tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial radio. Our theme this evening is Metallurgy, featuring Led Zeppelin, in particular some live Led Zeppelin from their BBC Sessions and How the West Was Won albums. We began that set with Deep Purple and Woman from Tokyo, featuring Ritchie Blackmore on guitar and John Lord on the mighty Hammond B3 organ. Yes, a distorted Strat through a Marshall and a real Hammond organ. What a combination. Then we heard an excerpt I got out of the This Is Spinal Tap movie. That was when they were trying to find the stage in Cleveland. And if you were wearing stereo headphones, you would have noticed, the turning around that I tried to simulate and all of that with the Pannon. Yeah, making a wrong turn. And then we heard from our featured artist, Led Zeppelin, in a live version of Communication Breakdown, which, by the way, is where the Seed Crystal, yes, Communication Breakdown is the Seed Crystal for just about every single Ramones song. I was reading an interview with Johnny Ramone, and he was talking about the first time that he was listening to that song on the original Led Zeppelin 1 album, and how it just like turned him on so much, and that like downstroke of the guitar. That's it. That's where the Ramones rhythm guitar came from. Well, at least the studio version of Communication Breakdown. Then we diverged a little bit in the genre, but stuck to our metallurgy theme with the Beastie Boys and Brass Monkey. And then my Plastic Sushi Bad Girls remix of Poison, Talk Dirty to Me, included some excerpts from their VH1 Behind the Music program. And also we had Tangerine Dream and Paradise Long in there as individual contributors of sorts. A public service message about how dumb it is to drive drunk, by a man who knows that very well, Ozzy Osbourne. And then Metallica gave us Whiplash and a little Zag from Devo and Gates of Steel, a live version. I was sending that out to WMFO DJ Chris Major. And that was returning the favor because he turned me on to the album that was on, Now It Can Be Told, Devo at the Palace. Yes, live in Boston, recorded on December 9th, 1988. And then we finished things off with Megadeth and the title track from their Killing Is My Business album. And right at the beginning, in between the Devo and Megadeth, we heard from Charles Manson. Yes, one of those audio clips from who knows where. Well, actually, I can tell you where that was from. That was from one of his parole hearings. And, well, needless to say, he was not paroled after giving that testimony. Backing me up right now is another in our whole series of brass bands for my bed music this evening. This is the Dirty Dozen Brass Bands, and We Gun Roll. So we got a little bit more than half hour here, 37 minutes or so. And I'm going to start, well, actually, I'm going to finish this set with a song going out to Paul Goodwin, who actually, well, yeah, it's well over a year now since 2 years, in fact, that we had Paul in here for a show that he co-hosted. And, well, Paul, I haven't heard from you in a while. We were working together on that, or you were working on getting me some music for another episode that we could do together about prog rock. But, in any case, in the next set, we're going to be hearing from those Christian rock heavy metal players, Stryper. And also some Kiss. Yeah, you know, this isn't serious hardcore metal. This is a wide stroke of the brush as far as metal, because we're going to be hearing a Kiss song with just a riff I really love. We're also going to be hearing from those German godfathers of all of hip-hop, Kraftwerk, with their song Titanium. Yes, that matches our metallurgy theme. And we're going to start with Led Zeppelin, in fact. And you know, the original version of this song has one of the outstanding guitar solos ever, one of the most outstanding guitar solos ever on this original studio version that's just chock full of mistakes. And Jimmy Page admits that. I mean, if you're a good enough guitar player, you'd pick up on that. He admits that, but as he explained in an interview, it's not perfect, but it had more feeling than any of the other takes that he did on the guitar solo. And, you know, in the end, feeling is what it's all about. So here, with a track off of How the West Was Won, the 3-CD live album set from Led Zeppelin, originally recorded in 1972, but not recorded until much, much, much later. Here's our featured artists, Led Zeppelin and Heartbreaker. Thank you.
aside from the identifying that the boys do with us, there's also like a reaction to the female, of the female to our music.
Yes, when really they're quite fearful.
Yeah.
That's my theory. They see us on stage with tight trousers. We've got, you know, armadillos in our trousers. I mean, it's really quite frightening, the size.
Yeah.
And they run screaming.
Carbon, aluminium, velo, titanium.
Jesus, right now.
Need.
no honeymooning until after we're married.
Game for the young doctor.
Too many people, no one wants to be involved.
is the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford Tufts. Sometimes educational radio. Always non-commercial and often freeform. Our theme this evening is metallurgy, and we've been playing you some classic heavy metal music. Well, a wide swash of heavy metal music. And we've been featuring Led Zeppelin, particularly live Led Zeppelin. And we started off that set with that band and Heartbreaker from How the West Was Won. Just an incredible... It's definitely one of my three favorite live albums. And having three CDs, well, there's plenty to enjoy on that one. And then we heard the German Godfathers of hip-hop, as well as being important influences on many other artists across a wide variety of genres. Yes, Kraftwerk and Titanium from their Tour de France soundtracks album. And then everyone's favorite Christian heavy metal rockers, Stryper, in God We Trust. And then a song from Kiss with a riff I really love, Making Love, from their Rock and Roll Over album. And we finish things off with a song going out to Paul Goodwin, Rat and Lack of Communication. Backing me up right now, well, we're continuing with my all brass ambiance. This is Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, Zorba the Greek. And thanks to WMFO DJ Arthur for calling in. And he hosts the Grand Hour on Wednesday mornings. And he plays episodes from the golden age of radio. And I recently listened to one of his podcasts with a funny story, a dramatization, a comedy, My Client Curly, about a singing caterpillar. And you can listen to any DJ show that's been on our WMFO airwaves over the last 2 weeks by going to our schedule page at WMFO.org and clicking down to find the show you want, and ultimately clicking to listen to a streamed version of those shows. So check that out if you already don't know about it. So Savoir Faire is not coming in this evening. He's a situation came up, and I'm gonna go a little bit past the 10 o'clock hour if another DJ doesn't show up. And we're gonna start off my final set with that, with some Iron Maiden. And this song is called Run to the Hills. And it's here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
We gave him sires and light the fires, Big Daddy.